Okay, Jeremiah. Well, first of all, welcome everyone. Hopefully, with the recording and with the video, you can see the attendance and the guests. So we have Farnaz, Betsy Hamilton, Jeremiah David, and myself, Anthony Jaweed, calling the meeting to order and putting a motion out there to approve the agenda.
I will second that motion.
Great, thank you. So I put a motion to approve.
Oh, I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
I was like,
I'll
do I
second
have a
that.
second?
Yes, second.
Great, thank you. All right, Farnaz,
Aye.
Betsy,
Aye.
Jeremiah,
I.
Anthony, I. There's the
Jeremiah, can
meeting.
Betsy vote already?
Yeah, I
Oh.
don't.
Just for the record, yeah, we can we'll leave that off the
Okay.
minutes. Tune in up.
Forgive me. I was thinking,
That's it's habit from before,
very
I'm sure.
soon, yes.
Okay. For now, Jeremiah and Anthony have approved, so the motion to approve the agenda has passed. Do we have any presentations from the floor on non-agenda items?
None.
Okay, do we have any presentations from the floor on agenda items?
None.
Okay, then I will pass it over to Farnaz to discuss the prospective board member nomination.
I am thrilled to introduce Betsy Hamilton. Dr. Betsy Hamilton is a prospective board member, which we all know and love, who has been a gift and an asset to our community for a very long time. And we would love to retain her in this role as a board member, as an advocate and thought partner, and someone who has a deep and clear understanding of what we're doing here and can be a great resource to all of our team members for years to come. And so I open up for any questions or discussion.
Just that Dr. Hamilton, she's completed all the requirements before nomination, and this is the final step before the board meeting this Thursday, where the board will vote to elect Dr. Hamilton.
I'll just say I'm excited at the possibility of you being with us. All your contributions up to this point have been fantastic. It's awesome to know the relationship that you've developed with Farnaz, the asset you have become to this organization, and quite frankly, your interest in continuing to work with us. It's a testament, I think, to your belief in us, but also into the work that we've done and what Farnaz and her team have done. So it's great to have you as this opportunity.
Well, thank you. I am humbled and honored to be here and to be considered, frankly. And I just want to say I have never been a board member. So I may need Jeremiah has been a Sherpa for me through this process, and I don't want to make any mistakes. So hopefully you'll protect me from my potential errors, but yeah,
I think
this
we're
is
all here for you. And we learn from our mistakes, and I can guarantee you I've made some. So if for some reason you do, I think we'll forgive you and we'll be able to move forward.
Sounds
it's
great.
funny that you say that, as you've been one of our best board members when you've been able to participate as a board member on behalf of Lawndale. So we're all very excited to have you in this role, and as are a lot of our staff members. Whenever I've told people that you're interested, they've said, "Good going, Farnaz. How'd you make that happen?" So I've gotten a lot of kudos for the possibility of you being on our board.
Well, Farnaz is very persuasive. But
Thanks.
truly, I wrote some, I wasn't sure, honestly, if I should have filled out another couple of forms and sent them to Jeremiah today, and I just wrote to him. So I don't know if I was supposed to fill these out or wait until this meeting, but I just did. And I just truly, I love the organization and what you're committed to, and I'll do my best to serve if the board approves my selection.
Thank you, Betsy.
I think Allison joined. I don't know, Allison, if you wanted to say anything. Have any questions, comments?
I have no questions. I'm sorry I'm late, and I wanted to make sure I was here because I feel very honored and very lucky to have you be part of our team. So, assuming the board agrees, I'm excited and appreciate your willingness to step into this role.
Thank you.
So
Fernand,
with
is there
that,
anything else you want to discuss before we move to the action items?
no, just that we're incredibly honored and grateful, and I think we are ready to go forward with the recommendation. This could be the fastest governance meeting in the history of time, and I am supportive of that
Don't
because
overreact.
I would actually like 5 minutes of Anthony's time at the end of this meeting, if at all possible, because we've missed each other.
Yes, of
So,
course.
thank you.
Well, as we move to the action items, I'll tell you, Betsy, that you have no better Sherpa than J Jeremiah. So, with
He is
that,
amazing.
what's that?
He's amazing. Yeah.
He is. So, with that, we'll move to the action items, action item A, which is recommending the nomination of Dr. Betsy Hamilton to the ECS board. So, if I can get a motion to approve the recommendation.
I wholeheartedly motion to approve Betsy Hamilton as a board member.
I second.
I third. No, I'm kidding. See, that's a mistake, Betsy.
Oh, thank you, Anthony, for doing that.
Right, so Farnaz,
I.
Allison,
I.
Jeremiah,
I.
and Anthony, I unanimously vote to recommend your nomination, Dr. Betsy Hamilton.
Thank you. Shall I exit the meeting now? Just so that you, if you wanted to, I think Farnaz, you were saying you and Anthony were going
Oh
to.
no, it's up to you at this point. The meeting will adjourn in like 5 minutes when we finish the other things, and then I'll just keep Anthony for
Okay.
at the end. Yeah, thank you.
So we have a second action item, which is recommend ECS civility policy. So I'll turn it over to Farnaz to discuss, and then we can vote.
We had an instance of a parent acting in an uncivil manner towards one of our employees. It was a challenging situation recently, and when we went to the attorney, they recommended that we implement a civility policy that would protect parents, protect the organization in the future. If a person behaves in this manner, we would have a policy to land on where we can say, "Hey, this is not civil behavior," and per our board policy, we can request that you not be on site for a period of time. I think it's something we will hopefully never use or very rarely use. We've never needed something like this in the past. But in this world of incivility, if it's necessary, I think it's a good resource to have. And there are many other boards who've approved policies like this. So I have to say personally, I waffled on it because I think we haven't needed this. And even in this instance, we were able to de-escalate the situation, but I do think it can't hurt to have a policy to lean on.
May I ask a question or
Yes,
two?
sir.
So, based on what you just said, and I read through this, did you pull from other resources because other institutions have the policy similar?
Yes, this is directly pulled from the language used by what school district was it, Jeremiah? Do you remember?
I think it's a pretty common policy. I don't remember the exact charter that used it, but it was recommended or referred to by LACO.
There is one thing I want to point out. It says under B, it says in bold, persons who are deemed by the chief executive officer or chief academic officer to be a source of uncivil. So I want to point out that in this policy, We're making it clear that only Danielle and I have the ability to say that we want to implement this. I don't want it to be something that someone will be activated by a parent in a bad moment, say, hey, you're off for 30 days. Like, I want us to really truthfully think about it and consider it before ever saying this to any partner.
I can share that historically there was a couple of incidents that happened kind of like clustered together, where we were able to similarly de-escalate by having conversations with parents. We didn't have the policy, but at the time, the attorneys had recommended we adopt a policy. We were able to de-escalate and then never wrap back around to have the policy. But at that moment, it probably would have been part of the conversation that we had with those parents.
Yeah, it is unfortunate for Naz, but I think in today's world, especially after the past couple of years with civil unrest and situations, whether it be at airports or in airplanes or at particular events, behavior has shifted in a wrong direction. So I think it's appropriate to have this, even if we never use it. But chances are. The possibility exists.
Thank you. Yeah. I agree. So, with that, I think we can go ahead and get a motion to approve.
Okay, any other comments or questions from anyone before we move forward?
None.
Okay. If I can get a motion to recommend the ECS civil policy.
Think when
So
I'm
moved.
putting. Yeah, thank you.
So moved.
Okay. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Trina. All right, Fernaz.
I did not take have the opportunity to draft the language on this, but I did want to talk it by with you guys before shifting it in the policy, and then I'll do so.
Oh,
We
I think that he was calling for a vote.
Oh, sorry. I
Yeah.
thank you. I thought we were moving on.
And real quick, this is we're recommending this to the board to vote on, correct?
Correct.
So this is our recommendation to move this to the board. Yep. Okay.
Yep.
Allison.
Hi.
Jeremiah.
Hi.
And Anthony, aye. The vote to recommend the ECS civil policy has passed.
So the next item is about our board member requirements. I'm sorry that I haven't drafted language on this. I had intended to, but it's been a busy week. But I wanted to run it by you in concept. We won't vote for it, obviously, here. But I wanted to think about the possibility of removing the requirement for a set amount of fundraising per board member, since the over time, the people that we've been recruiting for our board have been less focused on fund development and more focused on governance and partnerships. And since we've developed the Growth and Sustainability Committee, my inclination was to shift it from saying give $1,000 to asking board members to give an amount that is meaningful to you. And what that would mean is that if you had a board member who gives $100,000 to several other organizations, then a meaningful gift for them might be larger than a board member who has $25 to give in philanthropy each year. And the idea would also be that we recruit people based on who can strategically support the board at this time. The reality is at this moment, fundraising is not our top priority. It's a priority, and it's definitely something that we're going to be working to do on the capital campaign with the capital campaign committee, but it's not the top priority of our board, given the amount of funding that we're getting through the ESSER/GESSER and all the other funding sources linked to COVID for the next few years. And so I wanted to run that idea by you and see if you guys have strong feelings one way or another.
I support that, Farnaz. I mean, I we've talked about it before, but just so everyone else here knows, I think it provides for a broader net of potential candidates who can fill strategic roles. And so that's the main reason I support it.
Philosophically, I support it. I mean, I support it because I think it makes sense. I think it's the appropriate way to look at it.
I can just share historically what happened. We didn't have a growth and sustainability committee. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the funders that we were seeking large grants from, like Keck and Amundsen, had encouraged us to change the way we were doing things to make it mandatory that every board member give. And at the time, they had recommended, and like the current like view on this was to recommend a level to give at. If that's changed, I'm supportive of a change. We didn't start out like this. I just wanted you to know where we're coming from.
Yeah, no, I think in an effort to have representation on our board, it'll be helpful. But on top of that, my goal will still be 100% giving. It'll just be giving at a level that is meaningful to each individual. So I would still love to say 100% of our board support ECS financially. It just will vary per person. I'll also say that when you ask for a meaningful donation, sometimes you are able to get bigger donations from the people who have the capacity to give more. So sometimes that $1,000 becomes a cap for some people who have the capacity to give more, instead of like the basic requirement. So I'm optimistic it will not shift how much we're raising in the long term.
Just on a side note, now that Julie is not here, who is performing the follow-up and kind of the communication to ensure that, you know, it's not forgotten by the board members on an annual basis?
So this is something I will be sharing at the board meeting to some extent, but I've decided to sort of restructure development for a period of time, given Julie's absence, and we've been able to recruit. I've been able to recruit this amazing woman, Lisa Clary Rialli, to be our capital campaign. She's a consultant who leads capital campaigns throughout California and is extremely effective and knows all the big capital campaign donors. So she's agreed to do it for a portion of what we were paying Julie. And then Jen Fenton is also taking a portion of what we were paying Julie to do some of the grant writing and social media and communications. And Jen also has been a development director before, so she has experience doing that. I forecast that I'll be the person who's following up with board members to ask for a meaningful donation. And then, so that's the interim plan, probably for 1 to 2 years until this capital campaign is done. Oh, and I'm sorry. We also, partially through our budget and partially through a portion of Julie's salaried budget, have been able to recruit Kelly Berry, who will be doing outreach and communications for student outreach. So that was a big part of what Julie used to do. And this is a whole separate role, very much focused on community engagement. So I think we've covered all the bases of Julie's role, but are handling it in a different way temporarily. And we may go back to a development director. I just really needed the capital campaign expertise, and that's not something that most development people have.
Thank you for that insight.
Plus, Lisa Clary is like, she's huge. Like, she's very well known in the Los Angeles community when it comes to capital fundraising. So the fact that she's interested and excited to work with us is pretty big news. She's part of an organization called Every Child Foundation. And every year, the Every Child Foundation gives $1 million to a different nonprofit in the Los Angeles area. One of them was, Betsy, you probably know the one that they gave a big grant to, is like a like I think it was Sentinel Valley Juvenile Diversion Center that they gave the $1 million grant to 1 year in the last and like within the last 5 years.
Last year, we were a finalist. We made it to the top five. We didn't receive it. They've never given it to a charter school. So it was a bit of a fluke, but we tried. So with
Okay.
that,
I will ask then for a mo
it sounds like you guys are supportive of it, though there's no clear vote here because I don't have the language for you to consider, but I can sort of share that I talked about it with the governance committee, and you guys were supportive of it when it comes to the board, right? That's how
So we
yes.
won't have a vote today. We just are approving your ability to discuss it with the board. Is that
Yeah,
fair?
I think also this is not a board level policy. This is just an administrative regulation. So
Yeah.
the committee's fine to comment on it, but we don't have to take official action.
Okay. All
Thank
right.
you, Jeremiah.
Should we move to closing items?
Yes, which is adjournment. I
Yes.
make a motion to adjourn.
I
Second.
second in there. Okay, Farnaz,
Hi.
Allison,
Hi.
Jeremiah,
Hi.
Anthony, hi. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Dr. Hamilton.
Thank you.
Dr.
Bye, Betsy.
Thank you, Betsy. We're
See
so grateful.
you soon, Betsy.
Welcome.
See you Thursday night.
See you
Yeah.
Thursday night.
Take care.